Morocco recently opened to U.S. beef, and Monty Brown, the U.S. Meat Export Federation's representative in Africa, just completed his initial visit to Morocco. Brown has more details in this USMEF report.
We had meetings with seven different companies, which were arranged by FAS in Morocco. Initial reaction from the majority of the buyers was that they were very interested in U.S. beef, and we do have a high-quality beef quota where the items have to be prime and choice. And this is for 6,600 tons net zero duty. So quite a lot of scope there to get product into the marketplace. The prime definitely will be going to the high-end hotel and restaurant sector. We probably will be able to do a lot more with the choice grade, purely because of the price differential that it will offer. And we know that choice will be a superb eating experience, that once we introduce it to more and more consumers in Morocco, this will be a product that they're going to look at.
The duty-free quotas included in the U.S.-Morocco Free Trade Agreement are extremely important, as Morocco's standard tariff rate on imported beef is 275%.
There's a separate quota for frozen ground beef patties, and one of the companies who specializes in restaurants are very interested in this product. They're certain they can develop the market for burger sales. But we also have a third quota called the standard beef quota for 2,400 tons, again at zero duty. We can put in some frozen tongues or other offal, what could be very interesting for a lot of companies there, some frozen liver. I think Morocco is one of these places that's exciting when it comes to U.S. beef and U.S. beef variety meats. They are open for all the products, and there's a willingness to make business there. I would like to think that in 12 months' time, we're all talking about how successful U.S. beef business is in Morocco.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.